15. We are on Kuf Amud Aleph. And we are Tanya, three lines at the bottom, Kuf Amud Aleph. Tanya may arrive at the Adam the way a person acts, if he gives to an ani handfuls of tzedakah, Kadosh Baruch Hu will give his handfuls of schar, of bracha to the person. I think it means, I don't know what it means. I have trouble. I don't remember these words any time. What does that mean? B'sasa b'shalcha to evena.
With
the size measure, you should contend with her when you send her away. Okay. When you send her away, you contend with her. I'm going to be a person gives handfuls to an ani in this world. How is that possible? The whole world is only a hair, hand lamp, hand span. And I'm saying it's bigger than that. How are we going to fit all the sky? Where are we going to take all the sky? So he answered him, I'm a lady, I'm a king. You don't think that way? Ain't him a roop, me the maruba. Me the type of me the prani. Which is greater, good or bad? And he proves it. Commanded the skies from above, the Dalsi Shemayim Pasach, and he opened the doors of the sky. And he rained down man. The windows. The midas, right? And there are eight windows in two doors. And there was two windows in Pranius, and four times as much by Schar. They will see the bodies of the people that rebelled against me. The worms won't die. The fire will not be extinguished. There will be embarrassment to everybody. And that means the fire will keep on going, and they will not be consumed. How is it possible? One puts the finger into the world, fire in this world, he cannot take it. Shem Shanais Nakadosh Baruch Hu Kayach Bersham Makabu Pranasam. He gives them Kayach to accept their punishment. Kachnois Nakadosh Baruch Hu Kayach Tzadikim Makabu Tavasam. He gives the Tzadikim also the ability to accept their good. Tivai Mavakar Bisvara Chetzainim. If Tivai says the same thing is true, one who reads Bisvara Machetzainim. Tana Bisifrei Tzadikim. What is Bisvara Machetzainim? Sifrei Tzadikim. These are Sifrei Minim, it's supposed to say. That's what they changed the Gersa to. Means books of Abigorsis. The Eitz of Ayrev is Sefer Ben Sirin Ami Asil the Mikri. Now, like is whether that means that's Svar Machitainim, or that one shouldn't read it because of the waste of time that it entails. I'm going to buy a bye time, but what's wrong with it? We remember Shabbos Sibbe, they sent us gilded in the Ma'unai, do not skin a fish from its ear, Glaylezo, Mashka, Machalvi, shouldn't waste its skin. Elitzeli, Asa, Benuri, roast it in fire, Vechel, Bey, Tart, and Greets, and you can eat two loaves of bread with the fish skin as its dip. So Ibn Pashtay, is it to say don't waste things? Pashim Shat, Marais, and I'm in Silas Ashok to say so. The Torah also says not to waste things. Ibn Drasha, is it the Medrash to tell me that a person should use things in their normal form? So, Irakarim Kamash Melash, they live with Shalai Kedarka. A person should not live with his wife from the other side, which would be Shalai Kedarka. Elshin the Fibela, Baslavir Matmuna Shab, is it because it says that a daughter to a father is a false treasure? The Pachad Leishan Balayla, for fear he doesn't sleep at night. The Katnusa when she's young, Shemat Tispat, she might be seduced. The Narusa when she gets older, Shemat Tisna, she might be Mikana. Bagru when she gets even older than that, Shemat Latinasi, maybe she won't find the Shidduch. Nisus when she gets married, Shemat Leila Banam, perhaps she won't have children. Iskina when she gets old, Shemat Tasuk Shavim, perhaps she'll end up in witchcraft. Her Rabbanan Ami Amru, the Rabbanan also said it. The world cannot exist without boys and without girls. Ashrei Misha Banam Scharim, I live in Misha Banam the Gavis. Lucky is the one whose children are Scharim. Woe is to the one whose children are the Gavis. How much of the Siv? Because it says, Laisal Dava Belibcha the Belibach. Do not bring worry into your heart. The Gavri Gavri Katan Davya. Man of man's worry is killed. Shleimam, Radagim Levich Yisrael, Rabami Ravasi Chadami Yisrael, he died, so he should remove it from his mind. The Chadam one says, Yisrael, Lacharim, he should say it to others. So Shana Melch also says that to keep worry locked into the house, the heart, not healthy. That the Gemara Mishnah Rabbi Mitzvah Beitecha says keep the people, most of the people out of your house. And even you want to mute your phone. And you shouldn't bring even those you let into your house. Do not let them into the inner sanctum. But Rabbi Nami Amba, Rabbi said it. Tell you, Rabbi Yehuda, the Arvah, the Reim, the Chavay. So a person should not bring too many friends in his house. Should never Ish Reim Lishraya. You have too many friends hanging around that brings for fights. Hello, this is the following thing, is the foolish thing, that because of that we should learn Sefer Mensira. From the Siv Zalbekun Kurtiman, it says somebody has a thin beard is smart. Avdekun, somebody has a thick beard, Sachsachan is a shaita. Enough because of the Tzachi, when he blows on his cup, is not thirsty. Amr, but my uncle Lachma, if a guy is busy looking for a dip, Lachma suffering, they take away the bread, he's not too hungry. Man, the Islam, my Baita Medikni, one who has a break, a part in his beard, and nobody will be able to overcome him because the man is obviously very well thought out. He's been pulling his beard and therefore has created this part. However, the good things in it, we are allowed to darshan. A good woman, wife is a good present. She's given to the lap of a person who has Yerushalayim. A woman that's a bad wife is a plague to her husband. Matkante, the way to fix it up is to Geshenemi Vetis, divorce her, you strap him in Tarata and he'll be healed from his Saras. Isha Yafa, a beautiful wife, Ashri Baila, lucky is her husband. Mispar Yam of Tvelim, his lifespan is doubled. Some say it means in quantity, some say it means in quality. Keep your eyes off a woman that's graceful, and to lucky him to dust, perhaps you were caught in her trap. Do not turn to her husband to drink with him, to pour drinks with him, to retire Isha Yafa because of the looks of a beautiful lady. Many have become corrupted, and a lot, many are the ones she has killed. Rashi learns it's a statement in itself. The people who are peddlers get hit a lot because they end up being alone with women and their husbands don't trust them and therefore beat up the poor peddler. Kinitzus Mavrig Achelas, Arias is like a spark that lights a coal. Kikol of Maliyaif, like a coop full of chickens. Kembetayim Belay Mirma, the house is full of deceit. Menah Rabbim Betech Besecha, keep most people out of your house. Belay Akol Tavi Besecha, even these people that you let in, don't let them into the inner sanctum. You should have a lot of friends, people that care about you. Only reveal your secrets to one out of a thousand. Even for your wife, keep the openings of your mouth, because if you trust her with too much, she'll pass it on. Do not worry tomorrow's problems. Nobody knows what will happen today. Perhaps the person won't be here the next day. He bothered himself worrying about a world that doesn't have anything to do with him. The pasuk says in Mishlei, all the days of the poor are bad. So the nights are also not so good. His roof is at the lower roofs. His vineyard is on the top of the mountain. So all the rain drips down from other roofs to his roof. When he schleps up topsoil to help grow his plants, the wind comes and blows it away, and he's left with nothing. That refers to people that learn Gemara. The type, because he works very hard. Because it's very hard. The type of Mishnah Tamid, Elu Bali Mishnah. Learn Mishnayas, that's easy. He's the relaxed person that drinks always. Rav Amar Ipcha. Rav says the work might be harder, but the results are better in the Gemara. Finally, Amar Misharishmi says, Rav Amar Ipcha says in the Pasuk, Messiah Avonim, one who schleps stones, one who hews out stones. Yatsa them, becomes sad with them. Elu Bali Mishnah, because you don't get any pleasure from it. There's too many steps till you get the pleasure. The K.A.T. and Yisachimbam, when you chop wood, you will heat yourself, you warm yourself up with an Elu Bali Talmud. Karina Aymar, call you may underrun him, says, Shemish Eshmet Yisharo, that's a person who has a bad wife. The Taivle Mishnah Talmud, says, Yeshmet Yisharo Taivle, he has a good wife. Rabbiana Aymar, call you may underrun him, says, Istinus. That is an Istinus. Istinus is a finicky person, things bother him. He can tolerate things, they don't bother him. A person who's very merciful, he's always worried. His heart bleeds for other people. He doesn't seem to have any problems, he's cruel. Meaning, he worries about everybody's problems. And he's also worried about what's going to happen to him. He's relaxed. According to the other Pshat and Rashi, Daita Tzara is a person with a hot temper. Daita Rechav is a person with self-control. What?
Short fuse,
right. That's what Tzara, right. Isn't every poor person provided for Shabbos and Yom Tov, so it's not bad? It might be provided for, however, the change in schedule, the change in the fare of what he eats, causes him to have intestinal disease, he has stomach viruses. Tana Rabbanan. Hakaira Pasuk Shashir Hashirim, when he calls the Pasuk, reads the Pasuk of Shir Hashirim. So Isaac and Zemer, and he makes it into a song, right? Even Shir Hashir and Rashi says, which is a shir. Still, you're not allowed to make a shir only in the trup. Hakayra pasuk b'beit hamishtaros, and one reads a pasuk in the places of drinking. B'lo yitzmanoi, not in the right time. Yes.
While I was out playing with Michael Jackson and stuff like that, did anyone happen to ask about modern Jewish music, where the idea is that if you stick a pasuk to the tune of Purple Haze, all of a sudden it's religious?
So they do talk about it. Ramesha seems to have problems with it, not to listening to it, to making it. And other Achrayim say if it's Eirur to Tshuva and to Avedis Hashem, it's Mutter. The rest, I'll let you write your own. Everybody writes their own script to what's Eirur them to Avedis Hashem. So I don't know if you have a right to say that this music is not a Eirur of Avedis
Hashem. It seems to be a relatively strong
statement. Again, I'm just telling you what Achrayim say.
And, I mean, dancing to the tune of Musa Rosh Hashanah is...
Why? Kill Hashem Amucha. Right. Mishai Taira.
Here's the one time, it's like, the bouncy tune was fun, and all of a sudden I realized, and Shech Litnik, he's like, give it back, and I'm saying, not bouncy.
Again, Kill Hashem Amucha. Mishai Taira Chigarasak. We sing Vidui. We sing Vidui.
Modern Musser. There's an extensive piece of timing on that.
Everybody, but Kali Yisrael sings the Vidui. I don't get anybody timing on it, but Kali Yisrael sings Vidui. Okay, so one has to.
It's not jumpy, and we don't dance to it.
No, we haven't danced yet. No, not yet. When the Shatayach and Gerasak, one has to be very careful when they criticize something that a large majority of Klal Yisrael does. That's what I'm trying to say. I'm not here to. Logically, I don't know the basis. It seems to be big Machloekas. But we have all Yisrael. The Klal Yisrael as a whole don't go wrong. That's a big Yisrael in Halacha even. But for sure in Hanhaga. Klal Yisrael in the whole doesn't get it wrong. You know, they come up with new chumras and new things. What do you think? Everybody told them I got it wrong? Okay. Klal Yisrael as a whole has a shmira that they don't get things wrong.
But this is not me speaking. This is,
yeah,
this
I said it to
my strong statement.
Again, I told you it's very much discussed whether it's done for mocking. Rashi seems to say the log. One of the Rishonim used the word the log. No, Rashi doesn't use it here, but other places people use it. Or if it's done from Ayur or Tshuva. That's what some Achrayim say. Ramesha says one should not make a tape with Pesukim on it. However, he says if it's there, you can listen to it. There's not also listening to it.
At no point did I say that anybody was mocking anything. That, I don't think,
it
happens at all, ever.
Fine, okay, that's what I'm just saying. It's not like this.
Your
sons made me like a harp, that the cynics sing. What should they do when they eat and drink? If they know Chumash Tanakh, they should learn Tanakh. If they know Mishnayos, they should learn Mishnayos, Salmonkos, and Agodos. If they know Talmud, if they know Gemara, Yaskim, Luchus Pesach, Luchus Pesach, Luchus Pesach, Luchus Pesach, Luchus Pesach, let them learn Halach. Hey, Rav Shimon ben Elazar, Rav Shimon ben Chananya, Chakaira Pesach Bismanai, when it reads a Pesach in the right time, which means Shabbos, Pesukim on Shabbos, Yom Tov, Pesukim on Yom Tov, maybe Taylor, Olam, Shinem, and Dover, but Yitai, Ma'atayv, thinking it's right time, how good it is. Ba'alaika Shalamaka, and one who says Pesukim over Amaka, I'm Rabbi Yechon of a Reichenbar. Rashi's opinion is if you first spit and then you say the Pasuk. That's when a person loses his Olam Haba. We're not supposed to say the name of Hashem of respect. If Meravim I feel a negative to Ras, a pasuk that doesn't have the name of Hashem, it's still also to say over spit. Which doesn't even talk about disease, still also to say over spitting over a makkah. Person can rub and smear oil on his intestines on Shabbos. Right? Oil is something that there's no mamarach on. Its viscosity level is thin enough, is low enough, that there's no mamarach on oil. Therefore, it is not a question of mamarach, it's only a question of refuah. There's no refuah because healthy people do it as well. Rashi says it's like drinking something for refuah, which everybody drinks, like a hot tea. One can incantation, do an incantation over snakes and scorpions on Shabbos. One can put a keli on top of his eye on Shabbos to keep it from swelling. Only a non-mukta keli. Spoke out the Pribagadim's question that said that if it's a Prisham Lachdaliyasir, so Tairach Gufa, it's for something permissible, why shouldn't you be able to use it? He says, because then it looks more like Rafua. Mashenkin, if you take something that's not a mukta at all, does not look like Rafua. Then Shailam Advashaydim Bishabbos, one cannot ask Shaydim on Shabbos where his lost item is, because that's engaging in business practices, trying to find out where his items are. Even in the weekday, a person should not be asking Shaydim any questions. Rabbi Yaisi didn't answer it because it's witchcraft. Right? A lot of Rishaydim learned there's a difference between Shaydim and witchcraft. Others learned that Shaydim and witchcraft are both the same, but to ask is not to get engaged in it. Just to ask them for where something is, and therefore that's mutter, but it's also because it's sakana, not a good idea, not a healthy thing to do. He got swallowed up by a cedar tree. Because the shade was coming to get him, he had a miracle. Then afterwards, the cedar tree let him out. So therefore, saved himself. One can smear and rub his stomach on Shabbos with oil. However, he shouldn't do it the exact same way he does it in the weekday, because that's up to the chayil. Hey, yes.
I know it's not
left,
sure.
Ointment is thicker. So that's mamarav, that's a question of the raisa.
Yeah, buying a thick ointment on Shabbos. What does one do?
Dabs the ointment on. That's all one can do.
And then place the dressing on top.
Right. Pechi Abed. What does he do? Reb Chama B'Chanina Mesach V'Akach M'Mashmash. During the week, first he rubs his stomach, and then he applies the oil. On Shabbos, he applies the oil, and then he rubs his stomach. Pechi Abed Mesach M'Mashmash V'Vasachas. He does it simultaneously. That's the Shinoi. Ten Rabbana. Sari Shemen and Sari Bayim. These are Shadim that deal with oil and eggs. With time Lishabam, you can ask them. Meaning, they take out the word Ella. The reason you're allowed to ask them, Rashi says, is they don't work anyway. So therefore, it's not dangerous. If you find oil in a keli, you can use it. You shouldn't use it, because they do their incantations over oil in a keli, and for all you know, since this oil was not watched, it might have been incantated. And therefore, if there's such a word, and therefore, you shouldn't use it. Because it's safe. Because if it's been in a hand, now I don't know how you know that the hand didn't get it from a keli. I guess you know that it never went into a keli. And therefore, if you can use shemen and yad. He came to this inn, Iceland, Mishka B'mana. They brought up oil in a keli. Shafi rubbed himself, Nafakli, Timcha B'apay, got boils on his forehead. Nafakli, Shoshi, went out to the marketplace. Chaziza, he said, this lady saw him. Amazika, the Chemis, Chazina, Hacha, I see the wind of that shade named Chemis. Meaning, I see you're affected by Chemis. Hacha. Abdullah Mosa, she did something, Itzi, and she healed him. Rabbi said to Rabbi Mari, if it never placed before Lama, why do we need it before? You can figure it out on its own, meaning you have to split it up on its own. If you listen, I will not place the illnesses. Even if I place them, I will heal you. Tamidim came in to visit him. Amalam Chema Aziyash Bailam is an anger in the world, referring to himself. They started crying, feeling bad that he's suffering. And the Makiva started laughing. Amalam Ata Masakik, they said to Makiva, why are you laughing? Amalam Ata Baikam, why are you crying? Amalam, they said, Epsha Sevatari Shari Batar. Sevatari is in Tsar, but in Divka we shouldn't cry. Amalam Kakani Masakik, that's why I'm laughing. As long as I see Rebbe that his wine does not get sour. And his flax does not get ruined. His oil doesn't become smelly. His honey doesn't become liquefied. Maybe he's getting schar in this world. I know that his schar is being preserved for the next world. Did I miss anything from Tyra? There's no man that does good in every sense. When Rabbi Yezir got sick, four skanim came in to visit him. Retired from Rabbi Shur, blessed when his ivory became him. Now, Rabbi Tarif, yes.
It would seem that that's not a full proof. We know that there are two different sets of four people who never sinned. So it does seem that while the claw is a claw, it's also not.
Right, so they're trying to ask that question. I spoke it out, and they say that the majority of people sin. Only four went through the world without a sin. That's what he meant. What he meant to say is, if you have the main tzaddik bars, goes up, he right, Tyson and Shabbos.
But it could be the Rabbi Eliezer hasn't.
Again, Rabbi Kiva was going under the majority, Rabbi Eliezer did do a sin in his life. Tanar Rabban Shikala Rabbi Eliezer, Nukum Sabal, Skanum, the Bakra, four Skanum came in to visit him. Time for Rabbi Shur, who was Rabbi Kiva. You're better than a drop of rain. You're more necessary than the sun. You're better than parents. Yisurim are very precious. Sit me up. Listen to the words of Akiva my Talmud. How do you know that Yisurim is so precious? I learned it from a pasuk. Menashe became king at 12. He was king for 55 years. So the rest of Mishlei, meaning some of Mishlei Shlaima wrote himself, the rest of Mishlei was given over by Chizkio and his Tamidim. That means Chizkio spread a lot of Tyra, as we had earlier, that Chizkio taught a lot of Tyra. Chizkio, Melch Yehudah, Chalalim, Kula, Limit Tyra, Lemanashe, Benay, Limit Tyra. We don't think that Menashe learned from his father, and still he went off the deep end and was served by the Zara. And we call Tyra, Shatara, from all the work that Chizkio put in, Amashu, Amabai, from all the toil that he taught with his son, the only thing that made Menashe the tshuva was Yisurim. They didn't listen. He brought the generals from the king Asher. And they captured Menashe b'chaychem with hooks. They tied him up in ban chushtayim, which is chains. They took him to Bavel, and then they dumped him in a pot. And they started cooking him, and then it did tshuva. Chsev, ubehet shalayim, when things got bad, chilas me Hashem alakav, he davened to Hashem, they kanabayit lefanov, he milfnei alakay, milfnei alakay avaitzav, and he became very humble, they spal leilov, and he davened, they yasalay Hashem, listened to him, they yishmet chinasay, listened to his request, they shveyu shalayim lemachusay, brought him back to shalayim, to his kingdom. Yehidim Menashe, Menashe, Nuki Hashem, ulakim, that Hashem is God. Umata, shchavivim Yisurim, what Yisurim can do, nothing else can do. Tanarabana. Three came with a false taina. Now, Rashi says that it's a taina nitzchish ein olav tshuva. So Mefarshim explained, they thought it was ein olav tshuva. The three who taina thought, we got the Rabbeinu Shlomo, the taina can't get out of. So therefore, the Rabbanim Shem gave it to them because of the perception that it's a Taina Shein Ala Tshuva. The truth is, there were many Tshuvas to their Taina, but the Rabbanim Shem decided it wasn't worth the issue, so to speak, and he gave it to them because of what they thought was the winning Taina. Eilin, Kayin, Esav, Amanash, Kayin, Tachsiv, God, Lavayim, Inside. He said, is my sin so great that it can't be carried? Is my sin greater than 600,000 people that are going to sin in front of you? Meaning, why am I sin worse than the 600,000 people that are going to make the egel? Now, there are answers to that. But to him, it was a winning taina. By the way, there's only one place in Shulchan Aruch that Shulchan Aruch writes, God lavoinim insai. Only one place in the Shulchan Aruch say if a person does something, talking in middle Chazar Sashat. Only place in Shulchan Aruch writes, God lavoinim insai, is it by talking in middle Chazar Sashat. No other place. What? I think he says it like Chazar Sashat. God lavoinim insai. He doesn't write it any other place. You have one more bracha left, and if not, Shad is then the Rabbanim Shem doesn't add brachas. That means there's another deity somewhere. Again, using what he thought was a unrefutable claim to get his brother bracha. And Amnasha betchilu kar l'Allah sarbe, he davened to all the gods who didn't answer him. He davened to Hashem and he said, if you don't answer me, ain't no difference. Again, what he thought was an unrefutable taina, and the Rabbanim Shem gave it to him. Somebody who says the name of Hashem in its letters, Rashi learns it's going on the Shem Membeis, on the 42 letters names of Hashem, only if he does it out of the base. Only if he does it in a different language, not Lashon Kodesh. That's Rashi's first shot. He said in order to be that's Rashi's second shot. First shot is Begvulim in any language, and Belashon Uga even in the base Hamikdash. If he does it in a different language. Second pshat says that to lose Olam Abba, one would have to do both. Shloshim Alachim Abba HaJaitis. Tan Rabbanan. Yerubam, why was he called Yerubam? Sheriva Am. He lowered the nation. Tan Rabbanan. Yerubam Sheosam Ariva Am. He made a argument amongst the nation. Those who wanted to serve Avodah Zarah, those who didn't want to serve Avodah Zarah, caused a lot of disruptions and fights. Tan Rabbanan. Yerubam Sheosam Ariva Ben Yisrael Avim Shebashamayim. He created an animosity within Klal Yisrael and the Rabbanim Shleilim. Then the Vat, Shenivet V'loi Ra'ah. He saw, but he didn't see. Meaning, he looked and he didn't see. He thought he saw, but he didn't see it well. Tanahu Nevat, Humicha, Hushevet B'mikri. It's the same person. Again, Rishayim point out, he would have lived for a very long time. Micha came out of Mitzrayim, as the Gemara Rashi points out, he was one of the bricks in the Mitzrayim, and Moshe Rabbeinu pulled him out. And he lasted all the way to after Shlaima Melech. I'm sorry, to David HaMelech's time. And he is Nevat, whose father Yerubim, and he's also Shevet B'Bichri, who led the revolution against David. Nevat Shenivet V'loi Ra, he looked and he didn't see well. Micha Shenismach B'Binyan. He had been in a building, and Moshe Rabbeinu pulled him out. Right? Moshe Rabbeinu told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, how can you do this to the Jewish children? HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, they're all Rishoyim, test one. So he pulled one out and it ended up being Micha, who did Pesel Micha, who is known throughout history. Tana Rabbanan, Mashmai, Shevet B'Bichri Shemai. Tana Rabbanan, Shloish Niftu V'Lei Ra. There were three that thought they saw, they didn't really see. Ve'eluhay. Nevat, Achitaybo, V'Stagine Parai. Nevat, Achitaybo, and Parai's stargazers. Nevat, Ra, Eshiyai, Tzema Masai. He saw in a dream, the Rayad Ramah says, fire coming out of his private part. Husava Iyu Moloch. He thought he will become king. It's a sign of royalty. The Maral says, because that's where a person's manhood is placed, and therefore he thought he's a greater man than men are, which means he's a king. And the truth is, it was a mistake, his son would be royalty. He saw Tsaras grow in his private parts, and Tsaras is a lesson of separation. So he thought he would be separated. And of course, he saw himself being separated in a good way. Husaver il malach v'loi basheva bitai doesn't mean bitai literally; it means bas ben benai. Basically, his descendant, who the nafkmina would be the mother of royalty. She would be Shlaima Melech's mother. The nafkmina Shlaima, the Shlaima came out of her. Achitaypo ended up committing suicide, as we will learn later on in the parak. It's Tegina Parai. Remember, Rav Chama Bar Chanina, Ma'at Uchsiv, Hema Me'em Arivo, Hema Shiroi, it's Tegina Parai. This is what Parai star grazers had seen. The told they made a mistake. Rosh Mashiach, she saw B'mai Moloika. They saw that the savior of Kal Yisrael will be hit with water. Amu, they said, Kol Abein Ayilud Hayorei Tashlichu. All the, they should throw all the babies in water. And Le'yadu Shaliski Me'em Arivo Loika, that it'll be with the Me'em Arivo later on, that he will get Malchus. And I pointed out that Rashi here says that the Avera Me'em Arivo was Shimon HaMayrim, which is not like Rashi and Chumash that says it was hitting the rock. That's the Gemara right. How do I know that Yerubim doesn't make it to the Yerubim? Wasn't the words of Hashem to the sinner of Yerubim, to eliminate Lahashmid and to destroy him, Alpine Adama. Lahakid by the Mazet, to eliminate him in El Mazet, Lahashmid El Mabah, and to destroy him in El Mabah. Amr Rabbi Yechel, may Mazaki Yerubim Lamalchus. Why was Yerubim Zechel to be king? This was not a rebellion that was unsanctioned. This was the Rabbeinu Shleilim's plan to split Malchus Bezavid for 36 years. And why was Yerubim Zechel to be the king chosen to run the Aseret HaShvatim? Because he gave Shleim a Musa. So why didn't that schus save him? If he was doing such a big schus, he had such a big schus, so why didn't that protect him that he shouldn't misuse his malchus? Because the mitzvah had a slight flaw in it, in the fact that he gave him the Musa in public. He raised his hand against the king. Shleim built up one of the. Miloi is a. Filled it up. He filled up a hole. The sung of his parents ear David Ovid. He closed a breach of the city of David Ovid. David Ovid parts Bukhaimakdishali's Rolarego. David Avicha, David your father, broke many openings so there should be no traffic jam when people are being idle to Rego. The Atakadaritaism Knelasis and Gaia Labasparai. You closed it off in order to get workers from Basparai, either tax Rashi says, or to get people to do it at work, or to make people ask for the keys, meaning Shlomo HaMelech kept possession of the keys to the Beis HaMikdash, which caused a delay in the carbon tumid. Besides speaking, he did something else. He removed the tefillin in front of Shlomo HaMelech, which is just to say, you're not my king. Because you're not supposed to remove your tefillin in front of a Rebbe, and for sure not in front of a king. And by doing that, he was like saying, you're not my king. He ran away. He had to run away because of this, and he had to stay in Mitzrayim throughout the reign of Shlomo HaMelech. So he had to run, and then he came back, and he was anointed as king. His character flaw was Gaiva. As we see at the end of the story, he was offered the tshuva, and his Gaiva prevented him from doing tshuva. Now the kingdom will go back to David's family. This nation will come up to do karbanos in Yerushalayim. They will return to their master. They will kill me. Why will they shovel Rechav Melech? Why would they go back? Now Rashi learned it's halacha l'maishim v'sinai. Rashi learns it's halacha l'maishim v'sinai, and some learn it is a pasuk. Rashi in Yuma, I believe, says it's a pasuk. Rashi in Saita seems to learn it's rabbinic. That ain yeshiva bazara l'malcha b'yehuda b'vat. Even the chazal of Yerubim, the Yosef Anoki Ibna, when they see Yerubim sitting and I'm standing, somebody they will say, ha'malcha b'ha'avda. This is the king, and this is his servant. And if I sit down, that would be considered rebellion against Malchus Beis David. We spoke about the Brisker Rav. What's wrong? How is this a merida b'malchus? Because in Yerushalayim, only Malchus Beis David can be. Anybody that acts as a king in Yerushalayim is an automatic merida b'malchus. The cuttingly, they'll kill me. The ugly basrein, they will follow him. Now, the truth is, he shouldn't have worried. If the Navi tells him he'll be king, he'll be king. So was he worried that it'll be taken away from him? But his gaiva concerned him that he would look like second fiddle, and as we see later on, Yerubim did not want to be second fiddle. So he took advice, and they told him to make two agalim. And again, as we spoke out, these agalim are not Aveda Zara in its rawest form. These agalim are mediums. This is the Aveda Zara that Klal Yisrael was nichshuin on the way out of Mitzrayim. You believe in the Rabbeinu Shleilim, but you believe you need a medium to reach him. And therefore, these Agolim are more susceptible, people are more susceptible to serve an Agolim than they are to do raw Avodah Zarah. Yes?
At night, Yerubim
You rub him?
Yeah.
No. It has to be Malchus Beis David. The rub him is not from David. He would have been king over 10 Shvatim for 36 years, and then the 10 Shvatim would emerge back with Malchus Beis David.
He formed the 10 tribes. I mean, he caused the 10 tribes to...
No, they asked him to be king when they rebelled.
When they rebelled,
yes. Navi had told them he would be king.
Right.
I mean, this is from Hashem. That this was the plan. The plan was Yerubim was to be king. Had he been a tzaddik, for 36 years they would have they would have been a separate country, and they would have merged back with Malchus Beis David. What Yerubim's family role would be in the new merged country is speculative. I have no idea of knowing. I spoke out of some cipher that the reason there's a Mashiach ben Yosef before a Mashiach ben David is to correct, because Yosef's Malchus, which is the Malchus of Aseres HaShvatim, was to come back to David's Malchus after 36 years and didn't. So to correct that, we need a Mashiach ben Yosef who dies, and then Mashiach ben David takes over. So it looks from Sefer right to the Tshuva. It's too far to go to Yerushalayim. He never had to Yisrael. Here's your God. I shall look him at the time that took you back from Eretz Yisrael. He asked him a second of the He put one in the Beitel, a second of the Medan, and he put one in Dan. My baby boys, what was his plan? In the seating arrangement, he put Rishon and Tzadikim dispersed in the crowd. He asks everybody, will you sign on what I want to do? They said, yes. I want to be your king. Yes. Will you do everything I tell you? Yes. Even I tell you to serve by the Zarah? What do you think he'll serve by the Zarah? He wants to test you. He could be remember whether you're willing to accept him. So they all signed. And therefore, even when he wanted to serve by the Zarah, and there was fights, and there was machaz, but it was a weakened machaz. The steam was taken out of it from the fact that they had signed that they would even go along with him for Avodah Zarah. He was able to whip out that paper and show it to everybody, and that made it made it much harder to resist. You know, he shows people that were neutral or don't know better, look, these are the people that signed that they're willing to serve Avodah Zarah for me, and he won the fight. He won the media battle, yes.
Flip-flop.
Right. Even also Achiyah Shloini Tah, he made a mistake and he signed the custom. How do I know that? So Ayeu Tzadik Rabbah, Ayeu was a great tzaddik. Since you did the good in my eyes, you did exactly what I wanted done to Beis Achav, which is he killed him out. You will have four generations after you. Ayeu was a dynasty that was four generations post Yehu. Uchsiv, yet it says, Yehu l'Hashem l'alechus b'tarash Hashem l'kei Yisrael b'chol l'vavoy, did not follow the Torah of Hashem in all his heart. L'Yisrael ma'achatis Yerub Mashiach tis Yisrael. He wiped out Avodah Zarah, but he left it to Agolim. Why did he do that? Because getting rid of Avodah Zarah, he was such a big tzaddik, so why didn't he get rid of the Agolim? So the Gemara, my garmalay, I'm rabbi a bris kusulus fasayim. It is a bris, meaning there's a covenant for the lips, meaning if a person misspeaks, it can cost them later. Shnemer, he said, now his intention was noble. He wanted to gather all the Avodah Zarah so he could wipe them out. So he made a big announcement that today was going to be a big Avodah Zarah day. He said, Achav did it a little. I will show you fellows how to really serve Avodah Zarah. So all the Avodah Zarah were very excited. They packed the stands and he wiped them all out. But he used the words Yehu Avdenu Harbe, and that caused him down the road that he made a mistake in Avodah Zarah. That's because he misspoke. Rabbi Amar Chais Meshachiyah Shalaini Ravatah. He said, Achiyah Shalaini signed on the thing saying that Agolim, that the Avodah Zarah of Yerubim is fine. And that misled him. Sivit says, you gotta read this. The Shachata Satim Hemiko. Satim is Avodah Zarah because people turn after it. And those who shechted for Avodah Zarah were stricter. They went deeper. Bani Musa Lekulam. And I only gave punishment. What does that mean? I'm Rabbi Yechanan, I can speak with him, Amiku Mishali. They were more strict than I was. I said, whoever doesn't go be other regular is ever Nasei. They said, whoever is Ayla Rego gets pierced with the sword. Meaning, they made the Aveira of going, their Aveira, so to speak, of going up to Rego more severe than HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his Aveira of not going up to Rego. He found the baderach in the road. He was covering himself with a new cloak. Machloek is restraining him. Who was wearing the cloak? Yeravim or Achia? What does it mean? Ace. Ace is the menace of Pranius. According to the Mazalos, this is a time that's bad for punishment. Prepared for punishment. Ace because Yavedu, in the time when they are accounted for, they will be lost. Ace is the menace of Pranius. In a time of will I answer you, Anisicha, right? There are times that are more prepared for good. I remember their sins. It's a time of, that's referring to Tisha B'Av, it's a time that was a menace to Pranis. By the way, this is why in the 9 days people get nervous about traveling and doing things. Is because it's Asim as Menas Lepronius based on this Gemara. That it's a time when Chas V'Shalom, somebody doesn't have the extra Shmira that one usually has because it's an Asim as Menas Lepronius.
You never caught case either in those
months. Right. Tanam Shem Rebbe Asi Asim as Menas Lepronius. It was a time prepared for punishment. He came to Shechem to anoint him. Tanam Shem Rebbe Asi Mokum Mazumun Lepronius. Shechem is a place prepared for punishment. There are places that are more prepared for punishment. B'Shechem Inu is Dina. In Shechem they punish Dina. B'Shechem Machmach of Yosef. In Shechem his brothers sold Yosef. B'Shechem Nechlik of Malchus Beis David. That's where they split Malchus Beis David. B'Rav Yatsim Yerushalayim Amram Chanina by Papa Yatsim and Piskish Yerushalayim. He was taken off the rolls of Yerushalayim. He was no longer on the population list. Ayim Tzayis Achi Yashalayim Anavi Baderach. Achi Yashalayim is Anavi finds him in the road of Meskasa B'Sam Mechadosha. Again, we don't know who's wearing it, but one of the two is wearing this new cloak. They're both alone in the field. There's no flaw in a new cloak. There was no unclarity in his Torah. The there were Mechadish things in Torah, so that nobody had ever heard since Sinai. What does it mean? They were both alone in the field. All Tamid HaChamim were like grass amongst trees next to them. That everything was revealed to them like an open field. You have given, sent away, Amareshes Gas, to the one who conquered Gas for you. Agzav. I will send deceitful nations to those who were deceitful. The Malki Yisrael. Abraham Chinyu Yatsubab, Papa Yatsubaskov, Amrullah. Misha Argus Aplishti, Governor Melo who killed Goyus. Boirish Eskim Gas, and got you the country of Gas, the land of Gas. Titnu Shaluchim Levanov, you are divorcing his children, you're breaking off from his children. Now again, the Mepharshim speak God as Apinavi. But they didn't do it Apinavi. They did it because they wanted to rebel. Their Kavana was not, this is what Hashem wants and that's why we're doing it. They did it because they did not feel the proper Akaris HaTayyip to David HaMelech. And therefore, but the Abzul Malki Yisrael, they will be given deceitful nations to the ones that were deceitful. Amar Abchinin about Papa Kananim Ayla Mazeb Elay Bracha, Kilo Gaisna HaKadosh Baruch Hu Knesset Yisrael. One who has Anah from this world without a Bracha is stealing from HaKadosh Baruch Hu his Bracha and therefore taking away good from Kha Yisrael. Shnayim HaGaisv Abba V'imai, by my impression he says there's nothing wrong. Chavru L'Shmashchis is a friend to the corrupt person. He's your father who created you, which refers to Kal Yisrael's Menhagim. My chavur hu lishmashchis, chavur li yirav menavat, he's a chavur to yirav menavat, shehichchis is Yisrael avim shebashamayim. He was the one that corrupted the relationship between Kal Yisrael and the Rabbi Nishlev. Ayidach Yeravim as Yisrael Makri Hashem, Yeravim pushed away Kla Yisrael from Hashem, Vechtiyem Chatzor Gudayla. Rav Konik Vishtei Maklis Amatiza Zu Azu. Like he swung with a bat, and he sent another stick flying further away. Pushed Kla Yisrael away. V'dizav, Amr Dibay Rabbana, Amr Maishan HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Rabbana Shlom Yishol Kesel Vizav Shishbat Lom Yisrael, Ash Yoyim Ludai, you gave them so much money, and so much gold that they were overwhelmed with it. Goram Lam Lazus Lam Hezav, that caused them to sin. Mashul to Mashul and Arid Dairis Vinayim Mitech Kupa Shot Heaven. a lion does not roar when it only has straw. We were receiving punishment because of one eagle. Because they look mishnayim of Yeravim's, who shloish on the third one, the first eagle, agolam. Amr Rav Yitzchak, ain look kol pramish to pramish above loylem shem ba'echad ma'asim abo b'hech lebitrish eagle arishin. There's no punishment that comes to the world that does not have a 24th of the overflow, meaning what the amount of an overflow of a litter is, that still has combined from the first eagle. Should never be in pamdi. In the day I remember, because I am chatosam, I will still give them punishment for the eagle. Amr Abchinin la'achar esim about dairis after 24 dairis. Digva pasik zat was collected. Should never be kibbutznik. God lem a kibbut kudai seir. Bring close the accounts of the city. Ishkli meshchasta biyad. The churban beis hamikdash was 24 dairis after the chayt eagle. Rashi lists the dairis. Achar adavar azat l'sham yirav medarke ra. After the following thing. After something, Yerubim did not do tshuva. My acher, I'm Rabbi Abba. Acher shetavsa Kadosh Baruch Hu Yerubim the big guy. After Kadosh Baruch Hu grabbed him, va'amal lechazor bach vani va'ata ben Yishai netayu ben Eden. Do tshuva, and me, you, and ben Yishai will go walking ben Eden. Amal mi b'raish, who's going to be first? He said ben Yishai b'raish. Amal lehachil lebina. I don't want. Come on, more than you want to say.